The Brant and Sherry Oddcast, sponsored by Fellowship Home Loans. To find out more about the radio show or to order Brant's new book, The Truth About Us, go to BrantHanson.com.
Hey, what's up? My name is Brant. Producer Sherry is here. And just want to remind you, if your car does something it shouldn't do, let us know and then I'll recouch it verbally in a way that'll make it sound like a feature.
I've heard you do it. This is quite the service you're providing our listeners.
I should have gone into advertising. But anyway, if you've got something, what does your car do that it shouldn't do? Let us know. It's 855-90-BRANT. That's the phone number. Yeah, ask this on social media or with family and friends in person.
Yeah.
At Thanksgiving. Question is, what are you thankful for that you never thought you would be? Because every one of those answers is a really interesting story.
Hi, this is Angela McClendon. You asked, what are you grateful for that you never thought you would be? My answer is kids. I didn't think I wanted kids. I thought I wanted dogs my whole life. God gave me two beautiful children, and I couldn't imagine my life without them.
Okay, this show is shocking, and we know that because I'm a shock jock. So that's what I do. But it's also, and here's the paradox of sorts, it's also heartwarming.
Oh,
so I'm a heartwarming shock jock.
All within this feature?
Yes.
Oh my goodness.
I have shocking information for you that's also like, wow.
Warms your heart, shocks your heart, and then warms it.
Shocks and shock and warm. Shock and warm.
Shock
that's
and
what I
warm.
Do.
Got it.
Shock and then warm.
Okay, got it.
Older couples' hearts. Older couples been married a long time. Hearts synchronize when they're near one another. That is an amazing stat, and it's true.
That actually is very sweet.
It's very sweet and heartwarming.
It is.
It says here, happily married seniors, over time, if they're near each other, one partner leads and the other follows. Sometimes the wife's heart rate would lead the change, and at other times the husband's does.
That's really sweet.
Isn't it?
Yeah. You know what? And I could see people buzzing about that.
Thank you.
This shock and warm actually worked out.
Who else does this? Nobody.
No, I would caution you. Let's stop it here. It worked. Okay. You just want to keep going down the road.
I just want to remind people. You heard it on the Brant Hanson show. Speaking of Thanksgiving, you know what I'm thankful for?
What?
I mean this. I can't believe to this day, I mentioned this before, that we have an ice machine. We have the thing in the freezer. You stick the cup in the door
and the ice
and it was like comes into the cup.
Yeah.
And I was just thinking about the nature of giving thanks. You don't ever have to stop. You don't ever have to get used to anything.
That's true. And probably shouldn't.
No. And it really is remarkable. It's in there. I'm doing some, you know, reading a book in the living room and I hear the going on, like ice falling.
And you're like, whoa.
It's in there making ice for me. And I know that may seem mundane, but there are a lot of things to be thankful for that are seemingly mundane, but they're not.
Yeah.
It's incredible that we have that. There's so many things like that, and you don't ever have to get tired of it. Just be like yeah, that's just life.
No.
Everything's still awesome. Question, what does your car do that it's not supposed to do? I will make it into a feature. It's all about how you...
It's positioning.
How you position it.
Marketing,
exactly.
Yes, right.
About just the right words. Make it into a feature so when you sell it, as a used car, you can be like, oh, it's equipped with this. It's actually a feature. We'd like to know, what does your car do? It's not supposed to. 855-90-BRANT. And then I'll give you a feature name for it. Here's this.
Hi, this is Annie. My car toots by itself. Usually when I'm in a fast food line and I'm trapped and I can't leave. So I'm interested in hearing what you say about that.
Okay. So the horn toots by.
Yeah, so the horn goes off when she's in fast food line automatically.
Yeah.
So comedian Brian Regan talked about this. He said he had that problem. It'd be like a traffic jam and it just starts going off. But he said what you do is you lean out the door and you yell, yeah, my team just scored. Or like,
Oh,
my favorite sports team. So it's, hey, all right.
Way to go, Steelers. It's a Tuesday afternoon. Okay.
We just scored another goal. Yeah. You don't want people to think you're mad at them.
Of course not.
But I would just call this... let's see, it happens at a fast food line. And everybody can hear it. I would call it a neighbor. Your car comes equipped with the neighborhood alert mix system.
Alert mix system.
Right.
You may run into some copyright problems
The neighborhood alert mix system is automatic on this car. So this guy had brain damage from, it was a robbery. It was a violent episode. He got hit in the head. This is like 20 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And what happened to him was he became instantly a math genius. What? He hadn't finished algebra in high school or anything.
Really?
But suddenly by being hit in the head, they call it sudden genius syndrome. His name is Jason Paget. He's done TED Talks. He wrote a book called Struck by Genius.
What?
But it made me think about something. I know, isn't that wild?
Yeah.
But it made me think about something, not just brain trauma, but almost any trauma that you go through. I think somebody could research this and do a book about it resulting in some kind of weird genius.
Mm.
Because you went through that thing. Because you went through that trauma, emotional or whatever. Or like there's a lot of people who are dyslexic. They go through a trauma, not being able to read what's on the board, having to memorize everything, wind up being CEOs as a result of it.
Mm-hmm.
Like they just, the thing that you see as a weakness, or the thing that you would never have asked to come into your life, so often, I've seen this so many times, it winds up being something that can be a blessing to other people and you and a source of life, but you never would have had it without that thing you went through.
You know how we do the masterclass, how you do the joke-telling masterclass.
Yeah, I know how I do.
At 855-90-BRANT, we had someone call with a critique of it or a suggestion on how to tweak it a little bit.
Yay.
Hey guys, I noticed something where the Brant Joke Masterclass, it really has become the Sherry Joke Masterclass, mm-hmm. with Brant being the exhibit A of what not to do.
Wow.
So I just thought that was interesting. Maybe you should change the name. The Sherry Joke Masterclass. And now Brant Hansen.
Okay.
Love you guys. Bye-bye.
Love you too.
The Sherry Joke
Masterclass. Featuring Brant Hansen.
Here's Brant Hansen.
Yes. you rolling that around in your head.
First, I
want
to say thank you. And secondly, it cuts to the quick. It cuts me to the bone.
Either way, you're teaching, whether you're teaching what to do or what not to do, like people are learning.
It's my feature.
I know.
And then for someone's masterclass, for someone to suggest to the masterclass instructor, whatever that's on, maybe it's on novel writing.
Yeah, whatever. Right.
Hey, you shouldn't be teaching this.
Okay, I can see where that
somebody
could be hurtful.
Else, your friend should be doing it. It cuts to the quick, Sherry. That's made me a little bit sad. People don't want to have kids. Our birth rate is going way, way, way down. And they just were talking about this. People don't want, they're so pessimistic about the future.
That's sad.
It is. I would like to encourage you, if you are a younger person and you're on the fence about it, like, well, should I bring a child into this world that's so messed up? The world has always been messed up.
Mm-hmm.
It has. And people have been predicting the end of it for a long time, too.
Mm-hmm.
And there's actually more food security in the world than ever.
Mm-hmm.
People said when there's 3 or 4 billion people that we can't have another billion, we'll all starve to death. And then we have 8 billion and there's more food because people create things,
mm-hmm.
and people create solutions.
Yeah.
And people, God created people and said it's very good.
Mm-hmm.
And you can trust him. And wouldn't it be awful? Again, if you don't want to have kids, that's for you. But wouldn't it be awful if you got talked out of an amazing human experience?
Mm-hmm.
By the news.
Yeah.
You let the news anchors and the assignment editors and how they, like, they talk to you. Man, I wouldn't do that. Maybe you missed the show. That's okay. But it was kind of spectacular. There's a lot of positive buzz going on about.
About what? Shock?
No, my moo thing. I did my cow impression.
Yes, you did.
And in context, it made a lot of sense. So
sure.
Sorry you didn't hear that. But
it sounds silly now, but it wasn't in the moment.
We got this message left for us.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of interesting.
Yeah, Brant, this here is Bubba and the Farm Boys.
Mm.
We heard you do your moo challenge today. And we got to admit, it was a pretty solid move, but we want to recommend that you maybe have a little more soulful, mournful bellow at the end. Something like this. That just might take it over the top. But anyway, Brant, your move's pretty solid, but we heard your challenge.
All right, so
Thanks,
a little bit of, okay. A little bit of a critique there, but still positive feedback.
And if I might offer a rejoinder to that feedback.
You don't
and
just want to graciously take it? No.
Like you said, I didn't hear the mournful.
Soulful.
I didn't see,
You didn't hear? There's a little soul there.
I thought mine was, anyway. Okay, well, anyway, thank you so much, sir. Really makes life hard when we're needy. for attention.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of us are. Struggle with that. Mm-hmm. I want to be significant. I want attention. It's a thirst for sure.
Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't get, what's the word? Sated?
Mm-hmm.
You never satisfied. Yeah, you never satisfied.
Mm-hmm. It is an endless monster. It really is.
Yeah. I mean, all we have to do is look at our entertainment industry. Like, people cannot stop. Mm-hmm. They're more insecure. Mm-hmm. You think it's gonna fill you up, and it doesn't. It's like drinking. I just made this up, and I think it's really brilliant analogy, and I think you're really gonna enjoy this.
Oh, good.
It's just incredible.
I'm gonna lean in.
It's like you're at sea and you're thirsty and you drink seawater.
Mm-hmm.
Actually dehydrates you.
That is good.
You like that?
Yeah.
Thanks.
Right. And you just keep drinking more and more.
Yeah.
And it actually
makes it worse.
Yes.
It'll kill you.
Mm-hmm.
And I wish that was original to me. I'm sure it's not.
Mm-hmm.
But I'd like to claim it for now. So if you want to use that, just say I heard Brant say that. Do you have friends that just don't provide context? They don't. Like, you get, like, the conversation picks up. I'm like, did I miss something? No, I didn't.
I will say to you here publicly, you are the only friend I have that does not do that. Every
really?
Other friend is like double
really?
Dutch. Like, there's something I jumping in the middle here,
yeah,
and I don't know what.
I don't know. You're referencing this person. I don't know who that is. Stop it.
Or I'll say hello. I'll pick up the phone, and it'll be like, so she better not go over there again. I know that.
yeah, right.
What?
So there's a neighbor friend of mine. He always does this to me.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know if it's my fault or his.
Okay.
But it was like yesterday, I was walking by, and he's like, so the oak trees? Yeah. So they're going to go ahead. Like.
Are those actual trees? Is that a boy band? What are you talking about?
Did we have a conversation about this? I don't remember this. We are an attention society. There's no doubt about that. We have influencers on Instagram, blah, 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 celebrities, this and that. Okay,
mm-hmm.
fine. Some people describe themselves. You're like, hey, so what do you do? What's your, just tell me about yourself. And mm-hmm. I'm just boring. I just try to help out. I mm-hmm. do my job every day. Well, if that's you, if you would start by saying, I'm just kind of boring.
Yeah, nothing exciting.
Nothing exciting. Mm-hmm. Let me tell you something. You are. Let's hear it.
Yeah.
Let's hear it for quote unquote boring people
mm-hmm.
who understand duty,
mm-hmm.
who understand loving people, faithful, showing up,
yeah.
not needing attention all the time,
yep.
doing their jobs as moms or dads or brothers or sisters or employees or whatever, and just doing everything they have in front of them faithfully and not needing attention all the time. You are awesome. Honestly, I think it's my fault a lot of the times.
We were talking about
how some friends will just start in, like, I don't have context. I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, and then I said
Sherry
all my friends do it to me, and but I had just did it to you.
You just did it.
Yeah.
Sherry said her conversation, this is off to air. She's like, $600 and change. And I was like, what are you talking about? She said, well, Nancy texted me. I'm like, I don't know who Nancy is.
And I don't know.
I have no idea. But there are certain friends that will do that. You don't do it that
yes.
much, but they'll just start talking about people. I don't know who those. What do you mean?
And they're talking so passionately, you don't
yeah.
want to stop the whole thing and be like,
yeah. Well, Betty told Maria that. Whoa.
Who?
That your old grade school friends. I didn't know that. I don't know them. If you want to refinance your house or you want to get a home, talk to the people. The wonderful people, Michael and Brian at Fellowship Home Loans. Their website is fellowshiphomeloans.com. How cool is this music bed?
I was wondering what made you choose this.
It's just so cool. Like I started talking about the, mm-hmm. you know what's also cool?
What?
Fellowship Home Loans and your opportunity to refinance or get an awesome mortgage.
That's great how you tied that all in.
They are. They're super cool. Mike mm-hmm. and Brian are wonderful. 800-804-SAVE. And we thank them for sponsoring our podcast, too. They are fantastic to work with. You can also go to fellowshiphomeloans.com. Okay, we're doing our feature.
Sure. Now, what I'm thinking about with Brant Hansen.
The Monty Hall paradox or problem.
I don't know what that is.
It's a great discussion topic with family and friends.
Okay.
I think we talked about it before, but it's been a while.
Hmm.
And the reason I was reminded is because my son and I had maybe an hour long back and forth. I think it was the whole family.
Okay.
At Burger King. No, it was at the Subway.
Uh-huh.
not that long ago, a few
uh-huh.
years back.
Okay.
And then this morning, he's back home.
Mm-hmm.
So I was sitting with him and remembering that discussion.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's this. let's say you're on Let's Make a Deal. Mm-hmm. So Monty Hall was the guy who was the host for years back mm-hmm. in the day. And Let's Make a Deal, they have three doors, and you can have what's behind door number one, door number two, door number three. Mm-hmm. Okay, so behind one is a car, a brand new car that you want. Behind two other doors are goats, okay. Which you don't want. Mm-hmm. I might, but you don't. The general rule.
In okay. a general rule, not, right. not more than a car.
That's how they set it up.
Yes.
So behind two doors, goats. Mm-hmm. Behind one door, car.
Okay.
It could be any of the three doors that the car is behind. So you get to choose a door. And before they open that door, let's say you say door number one. Mm-hmm. Before they open that door, Monty's like, you know what? I'm going to help you out. I'm going to reveal one of the doors that has a goat behind it. Mm-hmm. So let's say door number three.
Okay.
And so there's a goat behind there. Uh-huh. And now, if you want, so now there's just two doors closed, mm-hmm. door number one, which you chose, and door number two. If you want to switch right now, go ahead. If you want to go ahead and switch to door number two, should you switch is the question.
Okay.
This is the Monty Hall problem.
What is the problem, though?
Well, I mean, would you?
I don't think that I would.
Okay.
Should I?
Yes.
I don't know why I wouldn't.
Mathematically, you should.
Why? That's good. Why?
Well, because the odds are much better that the car is now behind door number two.
Ah, okay.
And that seems counterintuitive to people, including high-level, high-fluting mathematicians. Mm-hmm. Fought this for years.
Okay.
Because why? Just because he, of course he's going to, and of course it's going to be one of the other doors going to have a goat behind right. it, so he can do that. Mm-hmm. So why would the odds go up for that other door?
That's what I was thinking.
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
But it's very difficult to get your head around it.
Yeah, it is.
But he's actually, and you might be listening to this going, that's impossible. Mm-hmm. Like, why should you switch? It's still a 50-50 shot, right?
Right.
It's not. It is now not a 50-50 shot. You have a 1-in-3 chance. That other door is a 2-in-3 chance that it has the car behind it. Seriously. Whatever door it was that mm-hmm. he left down is now a 2-in-3 chance.
Okay.
Because he's given you information mm-hmm. by whatever door he's opened about whatever door he's left closed.
But, more information than you had when you made the choice.
Yes, even though you know he could do it, it could be he reveals door number two, so mm-hmm. now door number three is closed. You should switch to door number three.
Really?
Yeah. I know. It doesn't seem, that's just it, but that's why it's a great conversation topic, because
yeah.
it doesn't seem on its face. And there's variations of this paradox. I've seen one using playing cards or mm-hmm. other things that you think, that can't be. It's got to still be a 50-50 shot.
I'm
Why
smiling.
Would it change?
Because I'm thinking that if I trot this out with my family.
You're like, you've been spending right. too much time around your coworker. That sounds something like he.
Sherry, was
talk
you talking
about.
To Brand about this?
This sounds dumb. This sounds like that foolishness that you guys are always doing on that.
On your little
on
podcast.
Your little show. I knew it could be little. Imagine it this
I'm
way.
Fascinated here,
you,
by
you,
it.
You can explain it to your family and friends like this way.
Okay.
What if it was 100 doors?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And so you pick a door. Door 47, you say. Mm-hmm. So, okay, we block that out. And he's like, I'm going to open up 98 other doors.
Okay.
And now, so they're all goats. Mm-hmm. There's a car behind one of these things. Door number 47 is still closed. Mm-hmm. And he also leaves door 71 closed.
And you're saying switch to 71.
Totally. Do you see? But you see how he's revealed all this information about door. Why would he leave door number 71 closed? Isn't there a greater chance?
Oh.
You had a 1 in 100 shot. You had a 1 in 100 shot.
Okay, I get that.
He's opening up.
I
every
get
door.
It that way.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. So yes. Yes. Yes.
By
yes.
virtue of the fact that Monty Hall is curating the mm-hmm. doors mm-hmm. and which ones get open or closed, that it brings intelligence into
yeah.
that decision. Increasing the odds that whatever door he's leaving
has the car
is more likely
it.
Has a car.
But what if he thought you would think that way?
Well, I mean, you might have gotten it on the nose. You're
yeah.
the one who guessed 47.
Right, right.
But that's still a 1 in 100. That odd did not.
Did
those
not
odds
change.
Did
yes,
not change.
Because he didn't know what door you were going to pick.
So now we have 99% odds that it's behind door number 74, whatever I just said.
Mm-hmm.
Or 71.
Yeah. Okay. No, I get that.
Okay, so
because he didn't know what door you were going to pick. And
yeah,
so,
you picked that. And your odds stay the same. You had a 1 in 100 chance. It's still 1 in 100.
I get that.
Yeah, so now reduce that to the 3. It's still the same principle that's involved.
Mm-hmm.
But, again, that's a way to explain it to your family and friends.
Mm-hmm.
So I know there's some things that this is a feature.
No,
this is why we get to this feature.
Because it's what I'm thinking about.
Yeah, it's what I'm thinking about.
It's not called what you should be thinking about.
No, it's literally like, what am I thinking about?
And that's what you're thinking about.
Also implicit in that parenthetically is that I can't talk about Christian radio in a music format. Because people be like, what in the world?
No, that's good. I like that.
Be getting so many calls and letters to the management of all the stations.
Why is he talking about
Monty? Take him off the air. What is this? Monty Hall business.
This has been the Brant and Sherry Oddcast, sponsored by Fellowship Home Loans. To find out more about the radio show or to order Brant's new book, The Truth About Us, go to BrantHanson.com.